Today's show is brought to you by Valentine's Day.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
The most romantic, mandatory gift-buying time of the year.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Today is National Hug Day, The unofficial holiday.
I need a hug.
I don't need a hug.
I need a proper hug.
It's National Hug Day.
Hug it out.
Come on, let's hug it.
Have a hug today.
Group hug.
Go in for a hug.
Give me a big hug.
Group hug.
Oh, come give me a big hug.
National Hug Day.
Happy National Hug Day.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
Yep, I'm giving you hugs. I'm giving you virtual hugs. Every one of you. Wrapping my arms around you. Squeeze it in tight. It's the best hug ever. Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she'll play it for you. The channel, our feature channel, is 24/7, 365. It's great music, incredible rock and blues and alternative and postmodern and punk and just really, really cool stuff. So check it out. And then our show is live on that channel between 8-ish and 11-ish, although I should just change it to 9 to noon, but I don't want to do that. I actually want to strive to get in here and be on time, although I do have a good excuse today because of the ice, baby. It is, it took me a lot longer, and I, you know, obviously I fell out of routine with dealing with ice and snow on your vehicle, because, you know, it doesn't do that often here. Up north, it was every single day, practically all year long, and I realized, I don't have a snow scraper or a snow brush. Nope. Do not despair, because I rooted around through my automobile.
Automobile.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I found where now I have these two cup holders up front, and the one is perfect for just like your regular 12-ounce size cups. Even a little bit taller, but not quite as tall as my Yeti. So that has to go in the back cup holder in the back seat, right in between the two front seats, which is fine. I'm used to that. But I wanted some place to put my phone, and the phone wouldn't fit in the front cup holder. My youngest daughter is a genius. She took out the big heavy plastic insert that was down in the cup holder to reveal that there's this great big huge cup holder there. So it was like an insert. This is really smart. So she took that out and she put it in the side pocket of the door, and I've been putting my phone there ever since. Because, you know, I have kind of a formidable phone. It's a little beefier than your use. And anyway, so that big, heavy plastic, I mean, really, really thick, heavy plastic cup holder was just sitting in the you know, side pocket there. And I grabbed that and started chipping away at the ice. That was better than any ice scraper I have ever used. All right, so be careful out there. It's going to warm up just a tad, and then tomorrow a bigger warm up up near 60 degrees. So we shouldn't have to deal with this for too long. But you know, caution today, caution this morning, and you know, that's your. I guess that's your road report and your weather report. We should have had Len Stevens on. That would have been big fun, but I didn't get a chance to book him. All right, coming up, it is Way Wednesday with United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is going to be joining us along with Katie from CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They're going to be a mishmash. I believe Katie's going to be in studio and Chris is going to be virtual. But Chris said, well, I live downtown, so I'll just be in studio. But now Chris is going to be virtual. So, but that's fine. We can make it work. That's what we do here. So Way Wednesday coming up. Also, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And Google Maps just made it official, changed Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Could this be the next change? There is a Republican congressman from Georgia. His name is Buddy Carter. Hey, Buddy. He wants to change the name of Greenland. Now, Greenland doesn't belong to us, so immediately I'm not being partisan or. But I'm a little skeptical here. He wants to change the name of Greenland to Red, White, and Blue Land. Okay. if Greenland were for sale and we actually did buy it. Well, anyway, and did you know Greenland is not green? And Iceland is green, is it? I gotta check that. I think that's correct. I think it was opposite. Greenland is actually very white, and well, maybe not that white. And Iceland is green-ish. I'll look into that. Anyway, so we're gonna talk about this kind of sort of nonsense, and then our top list, top better names for other countries. All right. There we go. That's all coming up. Let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Donald Trump has made his mark on the American political landscape. Now he can make his mark on you with an official Trump 2016 tattoo. The Trump stamp. The official tramp stamp for Trump supporters. If you're behind Trump, shouldn't he be behind you too? And he will be when you get a Trump stamp. Plus, a portion of every Trump stamp purchased will go to veterans. Not really sure how much or when, but it'll probably go to veterans. What does the Donald say about Trump stamps?
Incredible. Really amazing.
I can tell you people are going to be very, very impressed.
Some say Trump speaks out of his butt. So why not have his face near your butt? Backing Trump, then back Trump. And get a Trump stamp today. Make your lower back great again with a Trump stamp.
Yeah, I know it was from 2016, but it was the funniest one that I could find. And, anyway, and you guys know that we do not do politics at all, so it's just we make fun of everybody. I have one of those for the left as well. And you do know how much fun we poke at our former president. You do know all the Biden potty jokes and depends and all that. So anyway, I don't want hate mail or anything. I'm immediately regretting playing that, but it was funny. Anywho, getting to this. Google Maps just made it official. They changed the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Could this be the next change? A Republican congressman, we told you about this at the show open, a Republican congressman from Georgia, his name is Buddy Carter. He wants to change the name of Greenland to Red, White, and Blue Land. Yep. He introduced a bill called, literally, the Red, White, and Blue Land Act of 2025. If it passes, it would also give President Trump congressional approval to negotiate with Denmark to buy Greenland. He claimed it's important for America's national security. Denmark doesn't seem too keen to sell. Someone there launched a jokey online petition making fun of it and called on Denmark to buy California. Last we checked, over 200,000 people had signed that. So countries are just trying to out-nonsense each other now. Good luck, Denmark. America's gotten very good at it. Anywho's, so that brings us to our top list. With this congressman wanting to change the name of Greenland to Red, White, and Blue Land, if we're going to alter maps anyhow, well, hell, why stop there? So if you're listening, Rand McNally, please consider anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top better names for other countries. Okay, here we go. Number one, Canada, Team Drake. Top better names for other countries. England. England.
Hello!
The land that dentists forgot. What? No. Top other better names for other countries. France, where Emily lives. How about Japan?
Hello.
Hi. Godzilla. Shish kebab. Godzilla's shish kebab. It's Japan. Norway. The dots over letter people. Those are called umlauts. Umlauts. The dots over letter people. Russia. I said Russia. Yeah. Where your limo driver came from.
Automobile.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Mexico? Bigger California. China.
Hello.
Hi. These are top better names for other countries. China. Toddlers making iPhones. Armenia. Kardashian-land. okay. Top better names for other countries. North Korea.
Hello.
Where one guy gets all the food. Oh, man. and America. Team Kendrick. Yeah, there you go. The Mike Show. Coming up. we have news. And we have not headline news. That is, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something everyone, and I mean everyone, can agree on: Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And if Honest Abe were alive today, he'd probably say, "So a cup of coffee at this Starbucks place cost me this bill with my picture on it?" Trader Joe's is limiting egg purchases. They knew they had to do something when eggs became harder to find there than a parking space. Philadelphia will hold its championship parade for the Eagles on Friday. That gives all the city's human beings 48 hours to evacuate. And Aaron Rodgers may sign with the Tennessee Titans. So to those of you who said he was done with pro football, you were right. This is not headline news.
Oh my, it's the Mike Show. Wednesday, hump day edition. There is... If you're looking at our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, you're looking at the tower cam, looking at tower cam position number 4, the river. And it's very snowy and icy, and we got a train right now. All right. Let's shift gears and let's talk about Valentine's Day. And there are different trends and things that you can do for Valentine's Day. These are some things that are really catching on. Google just released some fresh Valentine's Day stats. Candy maker Ferrero Rocher people, I guess, I don't know, also released a poll. So here are a few surprising Valentine's Day trends. Should we do this from the bottom up? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. 41% of men want a male equivalent to Galentine's Day. Now, if you remember, the show Parks and Recreation came up with Galentine's Day in 2010. They defined it as ladies celebrating ladies. I mean, ladies celebrating...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's not the right one.
Nice beaver.
That's not the right one.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Okay, it's...
you idiot!
Yeah, pretty much. It's always on the 13th, by the way. Google says that the top trending Valentine's Day date this year is hitting up an arcade. Okay, take them to Super Rad. Zoos are next, then couple spas. Paint and sip parties also made the top 10. That's where you paint while you get drunk. We should do paint and sips at Three Roads. Pints and sips. Paints and pints. Pints and paints. Paint and pints. Which one should go first? Pints or paint? Well, you gotta have the pint to paint, or you gotta have the paint to pint. I don't know. Anyway, we'll think of it. 52% of women think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. So if you...
you idiot!
So if you're planning to propose this Friday, there's one more thing to stress out about. And then, finally, most women would rather stay in. 63% say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out. 55% of men agree. 62% overall think a home-cooked meal is more romantic than a fancy restaurant. I agree. No. All right, coming up, we are going to get much more smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport's. It's the United Way 5K on the runway at Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know. Here we go, number one. George Washington's dentures were partially made from hippo tusks. Number two, Tom Hanks' brother Jim does the voice of Woody in everything except the Toy Story movies. He handles video games, dolls, TV specials, and everything else. Number three, Franklin Pierce was the first person to be elected president who wasn't nominated by his party for a second term. They ended up going with James Buchanan instead in 1856, and he won the election. Number four, Mr. T's, pity the fool, Mr. T's original set of gold chains came from people who lost them or left them after fights when he worked as a nightclub bouncer. And then number five, this is gross. This is just gross. Until 2001, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as the characters couldn't wear their own underwear underneath the costumes.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
They had to wear shared underwear, which, after enough pubic lice cases, Disney changed the policy.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
That's just disgusting. The Mike Show. Let's hit that and do that. Let's get some music in here. Anyway, coming up, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Oh yeah, we've got sounds. We're gonna lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? It's the Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday edition, and that brings us Chris from the United Way of Central Virginia. It's Way Wednesday on the program, and each and every Wednesday, Chris brings us a guest, a partner agency of the United Way of Central Virginia, and today is no exception. Chris, who did you bring?
Today we brought CASA of Central Virginia, who are, I mean, an absolutely fantastic organization. Katie here as well, also a fantastic individual, and I think is going to do
a great job. Hi.
More about them.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us, Katie. You've been with CASA for how long now?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. And so this was your second CASA superhero run?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's getting the job itself is you're into a routine now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
So, well, tell us about CASA. What is CASA? What do you do for those that may be living under a rock and just don't know?
Yeah. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates, and we advocate for children who have been abused and neglected. We recruit, train, and support volunteers who will go to court and investigate a child's case, their family, school records, hospital records, and just make the best decision to, you know, where they can be placed, whether that's back home, which is our definite preferred to go back home. But sometimes that's not possible or safe. So they'll make recommendations to the judge about where they think the child is best to be. And we know from mostly all the judges around that they look at the CASA report first. So
okay, and so this is really the CASA who and that's an acronym for court appointed special advocate.
Yes.
That advocate is really the eyes and ears of the judge.
Yes.
Working within the best interest of the child, and they're probably in most cases the only person that is really getting things from the child's perspective.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everybody's there to make the best decision, but we know that social workers, they have a lot of cases. And mm-hmm. So CASA volunteers, something unique about them is that they often have one child or maybe sometimes a sibling group. So it really allows them to investigate fully
wow.
into the case. Yeah.
And they actually spend time with the child. They learn all about the child. And sometimes that CASA is really the only stable adult person in their lives.
Yeah, sometimes, definitely.
Yeah. We've been working with CASA, and we've been talking about the organization and the great work that they do for years and years and years. So that's why I can rattle this stuff off the top of my head. But most people, you know, might not know or have never been in that situation, which, you know, thank God.
Yes.
So how many CASAs do you have in the field currently, and how many kids do you serve, and is there a waiting list?
There's always a waiting list. I think currently we have over 70 children waiting priority.
Wow.
We typically serve a little over 200 children each year with a fluctuation of about 80 volunteers.
Okay. So you need more volunteers.
Always,
okay.
always,
all
in
right.
every locality. So we serve Lynchburg and surrounding counties. So Amherst, Appomattox, Bedford, Campbell, and Nelson.
Okay. So is the print. I mean, that guy, of course, up on our screen, that guy would make a great CASA.
Okay,
who else? Who typically makes a good CASA? What's the criteria? What are you looking for?
If you have the heart for serving children, you're it. You're already there. You don't have to have any prior, you know, legal knowledge. We have all kinds of people from all walks of life, doctors, students, teachers, single moms, parents, whatever you are, you can be a CASA volunteer. And that's what we really try to tell people.
So I don't need a law enforcement background or a social work background.
No, we encourage all backgrounds because it takes all backgrounds to understand the children that we serve.
And you know, so folks, if you have the heart, number one, have the time, because the time is probably I would imagine one of the bigger commitments, because you can't abandon the kid, you know, halfway through their case.
True. Yes, we do ask for the full length of a case, just because we don't want somebody else to come into a child's life and then leave. But we do ask for about 3 to 5 hours a week. We have people with full-time jobs that do this.
And you see,
I spend that watching Netflix.
I was going to say, you'll sit on the couch just like doing nothing, scrolling through, you know, movies and stuff and trying to figure out what to watch. In the same amount of time, you could really, really impact a child's life. So if you don't necessarily have the time or don't feel that you really, you know, being a Chris's computer must have died.
No. Bye, Chris.
Because I really hope he plugs it up. Full disclosure, off air, Chris mentioned that his laptop had 0% battery life. But somehow it was magically still working. It's not working now.
Mm-mm.
I would imagine. Sorry.
It's just CASA Wednesday now. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Let me change the bottom thing to CASA Wednesday. Just kidding. I'm kidding. So anyway, hopefully Chris can rejoin us. And Chris, you probably are not listening to this because you're scrambling, but you can do this on your phone too. I should probably mention that.
Yes.
Here, Chris.
In case he doesn't come back, the United Way is amazing. They serve lots of nonprofits in the area, and they fund CASA a lot. So we really appreciate them, and they always make sure to get the name out of, you know, our organization as well as other organizations. So little plug for the United Way.
You can join on your phone. Okay. So there. He texted me. He said battery went out. So you can join on your phone. Well, now if you I guess where I was going before Chris dropped off was if you don't necessarily feel that, you know, being a CASA is right for you, but you still want to help out the organization, what else can you do?
Yeah, so many things. So we do have a sidekick program. So if you're interested in just like volunteering here and there, that is just, you know, if we need help with files or if we need you to volunteer at an event, which is, you know, something I need help with because that's my job. Anything like that, small things that aren't as much of a commitment, we do have that. So,
all right. So what is your official title?
Hang on. Do y'all have like hours? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah. We've got
so much time.
Yeah. We've got screen for days. All right.
Okay.
We're good.
Special events and marketing coordinator. Okay. It doesn't fit on anything. Barely my business card.
All right. Special events and marketing coordinator.
Yes.
There we go. There, you got a ding. So besides the CASA Superhero Run, which is the largest fundraising event that you guys do, which keeps growing year after year after year, and it's an amazing race.
Yes.
And you guys do such an incredible job with it. You've always done an incredible job with it. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't figure out how you could possibly make it bigger and bigger and bigger, but you do. Each and every year, besides the CASA Superhero Run, what else do you do as events?
Yeah, so on April 5th, we have Retro Rewind. Say that 3 times fast.
Retro Rewind.
Literally. On April 5th at the Moose Lodge 715, they've donated their big space to us. It's perfect for an 80s party. It's got a disco ball, and it's going to be such a good time. We have lots of good stuff planned. There will be a silent auction there, and costume contest, all the things, live music. We have Off the Record coming from North Carolina, and they're really amazing. So nice. Excited for that. And then our golf tournament is going to be September 17th this year. We sold out in 13 days last year, so I expect the same this year. So Be on the lookout for that. It's going to go live on May 1st. And then, of course, we have the Superhero Run, which goes live earlier this year because our theme is Star Wars. So Registration is going to open on, guess when?
May the 4th.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. It must be with you. Run, sign up.
Nice.
Yes.
So really, really cool. We will link up all that stuff and a way that you can connect with CASA. And you know what? Even the run, the CASA Superhero Run, speaks to me because, I'm usually there doing something.
Spoke to it.
Yeah, I'm usually I'm usually like the MC, or we're there broadcasting live and doing interviews and stuff. But I really love the fact that you guys created this, this couch. What was it? Couch Crusader?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, even if you don't even want to go and show up, you can do it from your couch and you can make a donation and you can, you know, virtually run the race.
And you still get swag with that, by the way.
Yeah.
You still can pretend like you ran the race and tell your friends you ran the race, even if you didn't.
Go to cvcasa.org for more information about all of this. And then what's your social media?
CASA CV on Instagram, and then CASA of Central Virginia on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Okay. I'm assuming that Chris is not going to get a chance to join us. So what I'm going to do is, because of that, I'm going to put us back to stereo. There we go. That's going to change my editing, but that's fine. The United Way of Central Virginia has 30 or 24 partner agencies and 34 programs that they actually administer. Health, education, financial stability, basic human needs. They are the fundraising arm for those 24 or 30. Which one? I have to watch the crawl again because I'm not Chris. And I don't have this information readily off the top of my head. 24 partner agencies, they raise the funds that help support those 24 partner agencies and the 34 programs that we had mentioned before, covering all of those things. CASA receives a... there he is. CASA receives... Here, Chris, let me change the audio back to echo cancellation for you. Now I'm really, really going to have a fun time in the editing. Anyway, I was doing your job, Chris. I was mentioning the 24 partner agencies, the 34 programs covering health, education, financial stability, and basic human needs locally here in the Lynchburg area. You guys raise the funds to help these organizations, including CASA of Central Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as you said, raise the funds so that those 24 programs, 34 programs and 24 organizations, can spend more time on the programs that are actually benefiting this community and less time on raising the funds that are needed to make those programs happen. As I'm sure you heard from Katie, there's a lot of really, really wonderful work that is going on, really essential work that is going on across all of these programs. And the less time they spend fundraising, the more time they're in the field. It's really impactful what they're doing. It really makes a difference in our community. This is not an abstract, far away kind of thing. This is right here in Lynchburg and the four surrounding counties that this that these programs are making a difference.
Now, Chris, tell us about how much money was raised last year or in the last major fundraising season, and how much went out to all these organizations?
It's a little difficult to say the exact one-to-one. We have folks who will choose to do a designation to a particular nonprofit. Our overall campaign brought in about $1.5 million. The amount that I believe was distributed out is about $700,000 through the allocations process, but of course a good chunk is also designated money, which is going to profits directly as directed by the donors.
And the other takeaway is the funds that are raised, if you make a donation to United Way of Central Virginia for one of these partner agencies, for one of these programs, that money doesn't go to pay the light bill. That money doesn't go to pay somebody's salary. You guys have Keystone partners that are corporate partners that actually help you do that.
Correct. Yes, we have, as you mentioned, our Keystone partners. These are local corporate entities that choose to support the community. And one way that they can do that is to help pay some of that, the cost of delivering these programs, the cost of fundraising to deliver these programs. So, our overhead's paid through these corporate partners. And that means that when you donate to the United Way's campaign, we can pass that on 100% directly to the nonprofit partners.
That's tremendous.
That we're supporting.
And the fact that it stays local, too. It doesn't go to some national pool. It stays local right here in our area. It's allocated by local folks that are helping to make that decision and vetting these partner agencies as well. So you know that you're giving to a legit cause. Very, very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much. Chris, because you guys have something coming up. Let's talk about your next event.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming up, we have our 5K on the runways. United Way, throughout the course of the year, one of our fundraising methods, of course, we do workplace campaigns and the like as well. But one of our ways that we go about fundraising is that we have several events throughout the course of the year, which are usually a lot of fun. We have our 5K on the runway. We have our Hill City Slide, which is downtown. We also have a golf tournament. But the next one that's coming up is, of course, the 5K on the runway. And this is exactly what it sounds like. It is a 5K, and it is on the runway down at Lynchburg Airport. So that is a ton of very unique opportunity to run on the same place, you know, the same tarmac there where the planes are taken off from. You get to go down there and run. Actually, it's a taxiway, but same difference. Planes are rolling over the same place that your feet are going. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and one of the things from a runner's perspective, Chris, and we want to mention this, from the runner's perspective, this is the only flat surface in Lynchburg. This is the only flat race. And I mean, it is level flat. If you took a level, okay, it would not be half a bubble off plumb. It would be right there, level. And this is as flat as you'll get. Any race in Central Virginia. The next one that's even close to it is the CASA Superhero Run because it goes on the Blackwater Creek Trail and Percival's Island and all that. So that's the only other one that is even close to being a flat race.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice and smooth and easy. Very low barrier of entry and a fun.
It's very fast too. It's a really really fast race. Yep.
Moves right along. Yeah.
Well, folks can register for that one. Let me click on that. If you just go to unitedwaycv.org, go to their events page and you'll see the 5K. But you guys also had a separate URL and it's in run sign up as well. So all the places you need to register for this particular race. And Chris, that one's coming up again. When?
That'll be coming up on April the 26th. Registration is already open, so you can go and sign up to participate in the race. We are also still seeking sponsors for the race. So whatever way that you're able to support the race, the opportunity is open now for that. And, of course, the event itself will be on April the 26th.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning. Thank you for trudging through the ice. And driving all the way over from Timberlake.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Chris.
You know, I walked out my door. I did attempt to go up the street. Unfortunately, weather permitted me. I'm not as strong as Katie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a pass because I think you might live on a hill and she's on a main thoroughfare. So.
I am on a main street.
Yeah. So little pass for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Way Wednesday. It's not every Wednesday, but, I'm pretty much every other Wednesday. Chris will join us, will bring us a guest, whether it's virtually or in studio. And we talk about the United Way of Central Virginia. We talk about those partner agencies, any events that are coming up, any community activities that you guys are involved with. We're happy to share that information. So thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Valentine's Day is almost here, but love is already in the air and on the air on the Hallmark Channel.
Get ready for another Hallmark Channel Valentine's Day movie, because you need romance and Lacey Chabert needs a paycheck. All she wanted was to get a tune-up before driving to the big city for a new job. But when she pulled into his garage...
It feels like my engine is running dry.
Looks like it needs some lubricant. Let me slide under you and take care of that.
She discovered that sometimes an oil change can change your entire life.
Everything's been running a lot smoother since I met you. And I'm not just talking about my car.
I'm glad I could throw a wrench into your pants. I mean plans.
Oh my, this has been the best Valentine's Day oil change of my life.
Lacey Chabert and some generically handsome but non-threatening white guy star in Lube at First Sight tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh no. I thought that was starring Diddy. Anyway, hi there. Company-sanctioned sex days.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Could be coming where employees would get time off to hook up. Let's see what HR has to say about this.
Attention, employees. HR is introducing sex days. Paid time off to engage in team building exercises. Please note, these are not rollover days. So use it or lose it. And remember, increased performance may even get you a raise. That is all.
Nice beaver.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right, TikToker. Take two. Let's go to viral videos. A TikToker named Jesse Blockton is blowing up after posting an anthem for middle-aged men with big gray beards. It's about a common dilemma. Do you keep the beard and look older than you really are because of all the gray? Or do you shave it off and look fat? He appears with both looks in the video. Here, let's listen.
Do you want to look younger and worse, or older and better? Back up the hearse, or younger and fatter? It's kind of a curse, the former or latter, but you have got to make this choice.
Okay.
All right, I'll stick with this. Let's see. More and more schools across the country are banning Crocs because they may be a safety hazard. Here's Principal Stoney Pritchard. Take two. Here's Principal Stoney Pritchard. Is it Pritchard or Pritchett? Take three. Here's Principal Stoney Pritchard of an Alabama high school and a student talking about Crocs being banned.
it acts as a safety hazard. I mean, they can twist their knees, twist their ankles, things like that. So you won't have tennis shoes on all the time.
If it's an emergency, we can still wear our Crocs because we can put them in sports mode and we can run.
You can't go on a basketball court and go side to side, lateral, and jump up now and with Crocs on. It's a hallway. Kids are moving. Things are happening. It's a safety hazard. It's a safety hazard. I mean, things happen. If they break out with something happen, they have these high heels on and slip and fall. The school is liable.
Okay. Let's skip that. All right. Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson are in an upcoming movie called Friendship. In the new trailer, it's easy to see that becoming besties will soon become a nightmare.
Honey, the new neighbor invited you over for a drink at 8 tonight. I said you'd go. Might be nice to have a pal, you know, a bud.
Hey, guys, this is my neighbor, Craig. He's the best.
There's a new Marvel out that's supposed to be nuts. We should go see that.
Look, we had a couple of really nice hangs, but I think it best that we go our separate ways. I don't wish to continue this friendship.
You all accepted me way too fast. You can't do that. People need rules. Give me a second chance. Get to know me.
All right, it hits theaters in May. The world premiere took place back in September of 2024. Many reviewers say that Tim's style of cringy comedy in this movie brings some of the this year's biggest laughs. So look for it. Speaking of laughs, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. How about this? With all the talk about what to do with pennies, comedian Pete Lee had an idea for them a while ago.
I have a way that we could solve the war kind of peacefully and inexpensively. They say that if you flick a penny off the top of the Eiffel Tower, the sheer force of it falling to the ground could like crush a Volkswagen below. I was thinking, if that's true, why are we dropping bombs on all these countries? Why don't we drop like 73 cents? Wouldn't that be awesome? It'd be like, estimated cost of the war in Iraq, $2.32. Then all the countries would be bitching, send us money. We'd be like, we already did. Pick it up. We're bringing change to the Middle East. That one was a thinker.
It sure was. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. We're going to get even more stupider, if that's even possible, and with your stupid criminals. But then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Here we go. This guy was hoping no one would give a crap, but it's fitting that they did. Game wardens in East Texas busted a deer hunter they caught hunting from a port-a-john. He set it up on someone's property, spray-painted it camo, cut holes in the side for his gun, so it was a makeshift deer blind. Hunters sit in while they wait for a deer to show up. Here, I've got a photo of it, I think. Okay. I mean, ingenious, I guess. Here, let's share this up on our social media, at the Mike Show VA on Facebook. There. Yeah, he spray-painted it, kind of, sort of camouflage. Anyway, the fact that it was a porta-potty wasn't really the issue. That's fine, apparently. He just set it up on private property and never asked. Officials found out about it a year ago and set up cameras. They caught him when he came back in November on the first day of deer season, but they just shared the photo last week. They charged him after he admitted to hunting without permission. He also had to remove the port-a-john. They didn't say if it was functional or not. I mean, yeah, if it was, you might say that that thing was pulling double duty. Let's see. Do we have another story, or are we going to good news? Stupid. Oh, here we go. A Canadian woman wants a refund after giving a psychic over $50,000 to help her fall in love, but she never ended up falling in love. Here's the woman looking for the refund, Joanne Whalen, and the psychic, Julia, explaining their sides of the story.
When she did the reading, she found there was a man. I said, yes, there's a man I like at the gym. And she said, well, I can bring this man closer to you for $550. He transferred $12,000 to $15,000, but she said she preferred cash. So I was dropping off a lot of cash at her house. If everything was going so great, I said to her, why isn't anything happening for me? All I'm doing is paying you money. I said, I'm paying you thousands and thousands of dollars. And I'm not getting nothing.
She didn't complete the work. That's the problem. Everything she wanted, I gave her. She wanted different services, and that's what I gave her.
Okay. All right. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. There's a new winner for Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. Here they are, crowning the winner last night in New York.
For Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the Giant Schnauzer.
Oh, Monty! He did it! 3 years and he finally wins Best in Show. What an incredible moment for Katie Bernadine.
Monty the Magnificent, your 2025 Best in Show, the Giant Schnauzer.
Now, it was the third year in a row that he'd made the final, and he's the first Giant Schnauzer to ever win. And there you go. That's your good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Today is Way Wednesday, and they have some deals for Valentine's Day on the United Way 5K on the Runway. So check it out. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit UWRunway5K.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?